New Vrindavan, May 10th, 2013, Nourish Your Bhakti Garden Seminar.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare Go Premanande Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Yeah, the remote mic. And I'll keep that. Hare Krishna. Welcome, everybody. We've come together to experience yet another miracle, because it's a miracle that we're alive. It's a miracle that we've come to the human form of life. It's the rarest of chances, according to the Shastra. Labvam sudurlabhamidam bahusam bhavante. Very, very rare. And then to find pure devotees and to come together to chant Krishna's glories, this is the rarest opportunity. And somehow or other, from all over the world, devotees have come together in this place to talk about Krishna today. And this is the rarest of opportunities, because there's so many other things to do. And to get to the part where you get to hear and chant about Krishna is very rare indeed. So I offer my respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has given us this opportunity to take the name of Lord Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. This means forward, that means backwards. Okay? Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Ah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Gaur, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Go Premanande.
So I'll say, then please repeat. Can you read that at the top? That H-A-N-A, the third word is pronounced Haya.
Tahan vistarita haya pale prema pa. Ihan mali sheche nitya shravanadi jal. Tahan vistarita hoya pale prema pa.
Tahan vistarita hoya pale prema pa.
Ihan mali sheche nitya shravanadi jal.
Ihan mali sheche nitya shravanadi jal.
The creeper greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love for Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting.
Tahan vistarita hoya pale prema pao. Ihan mali sheche nitya shravanadi jal. Tahan vistarita hoy pale prema pa. Ihan mali sheche nitya shravanadi jal. Shravanadi jal.
So tahan means there in Goloka Vrindavan. And vistarita means greatly expands. Hoya, it does. Vale prema pal. The fruit of love of God. The plant, the creeper of devotional service, greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and it produces the fruit, love for God. Now the next line is for all of us, or some of us. Ihan means in this world. Well, we're all in this world. Mali means the gardener. Sheche means to sprinkle. Nitya means always, continuously. Shravana means the process of hearing, chanting, and adi at the end means all the other processes that go along with devotional service. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, parasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. And jal means water, which calls for a drink. So we can have dual citizenship. Means that even as we're performing our service in this world, as we water the creeper of devotional service through the process of devotional service, it penetrates this universe. Only by the process of bhakti is this possible, to go past all the coverings of the material world, to go through the viraja, which is the neutral zone, past the effulgence, which is emanating from Krishna's body and which pervades the spiritual world, to the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there to reconnect with Krishna. And this is the only process that takes one to the Goloka Vrindavan planet. So there are natural elements involved in the process of devotional service, just as there are on the earth planet and in gardening. There's soil, seed, sunshine, rain. And just by organizing these basic elements. One can have a successful life as a gardener, and by organizing one's devotional life, one can also go back home, back to Godhead. This is the great gift. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang about the processes of devotional service and said that just by having enthusiasm for these basic practices of devotional service, one will always be happy and blissful. The dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, enthusiastic devotional service, and service to the pure devotees of the highest order are the roots of the creeper of devotion. The holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami are the mother of devotion for those devotees who respect them. Let the holy places of Krishna's pastimes be my places of worship and bless me. May I always visit all the holy places associated with the Leela of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. When I hear the sound of the Madanga in my heart, I always desire to join in kirtan. And when I hear the bona fide songs describing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, my heart dances in ecstasy. Whenever I see the transcendental Sri Vigrahas of Radha and Krishna, I am in bliss, for by taking their lordship's prasad, we can conquer over the material elements. One day, while performing devotional practices, I saw my house transformed into Goloka Vrindavan. When I take the Charnamrita of the deity, I see the holy Ganges waters that come from the feet of Lord Vishnu, and my bliss knows no bounds. By seeing the Tulsi tree, my heart feels joy, and Lord Madhava, Krishna, is also satisfied. When I eat the prasad favored by Lord Chaitanya, it is a new life's experience. Lord Chaitanya was very fond of a green vegetable preparation called sak. And there is another song in this book that tells of the amazing effects of this type of prasad. Bhaktivinoda concludes by saying, whosoever attains the stage of enthusiasm for these devotional practices will be supremely blissful wherever he may be. Shuddha bhakata charana renu bhajana anukula. Bhakata seva parama siddhi premalati karamula. Madhava titi bhakti janani jatane palana kori. Krishna basati basati boli paramadari bori. Gaurama jeshabastane kololo brahmanarange. Jeshabastana erebo ami prayani pakata sange. Ridanga badya shunate mana abhasara sara jache. Gorbihita kirtana shuni annande ridoya nache. Jugala murti dakki amora paramananda hoya. Jugala murti dakki amora
prasada seva kore te hoya sakala prapancha jaya jedina grihe bhajana deki grihe te goloka bhaya charana siddhu dakiya ganga sukana sima paya tulasi deki juraya prana madhava toshani jani Gaura Priya Shaksevani Jivana Sartakamani Bhakati Vinod Krishna Bhajani Anakula Paya Jaha Pratidebase paramasuke swikara koro yeta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Go Premanande Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai
Can you still see me? It's all right. It's okay. So, in this analogy, soil is the appreciating capacity. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 34, Srila Prabhupada says that each living being has an appreciating capacity. Everyone please say appreciating capacity.
Appreciating capacity.
So it is that appreciating capacity that allows us to take the seed of devotional service. As we know in the analogy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives in the teachings to Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, he says that living entities are wandering in the material world. Sometimes in the Shastra it's also said that we're loitering. Maybe you have seen a sign outside of 7-Eleven in the parking lot. It says no loitering. Or outside some public areas. Loitering means you're just hanging around. You have nothing really to contribute. So they don't want you there. And there should be a big sign on the material world. In fact, there is. No loitering. But that's the idea. Brahmanda Brahmate Ngom Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Living beings are wandering, loitering, And this idea of samsara, samsara means flowing from one bad situation to the next. And this is by force of varied consciousness because of the association with different kinds of modes of nature that come through living entities and other objects. We take on a certain kind of consciousness and then we're forced to take birth again and again in the material world in varied species. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunte prakriti jangunan karanam gunasangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. We get good and bad situations in this world according to our association with the modes of material nature. When we get some good fortune, the verse says, bhagyavan, when we come, bhagyavan means we come in contact with a devotee unknowingly. This is called agyata sukriti. We get some kind of good fortune. And that good fortune starts our appreciating capacity. And that's why some people, when they see the Harinam Sankirtan, they say, oh, that's a good idea. I really like that. I appreciate Hare Krishna. Why? I have no idea. I just do. And other people don't. Because the soil, which we're comparing the heart, is the receptive organ through which the seed of devotional service can be planted. And that gets tilled and available for the seed to be planted and germinate when one has some good fortune. So the real process that we're engaged in is increasing our appreciating capacity. Those who have expanded that capacity unlimitedly, they become udaradi, means they're broad-minded. In fact, they see Krishna everywhere and they appreciate everything. One who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and sees the Supreme Lord within everything never hates anything or any being. How about that? One who sees all living entities as spiritual sparks in quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? Now that's a good religion, don't you think? I said that to a man named Vinny when I was in New York. Once I was with Mitrasena Prabhu. We were walking around the block on a break. He's here to verify. We had been at a seminar and I had advocated that wherever you go, you should always take some books with you, at least some small book, because you never know what might happen when you have one with you. You do know what will happen if you don't have one with you, right? And I walked out with Mitra, my good friend, for a walk. And as a break, we were walking around the corner and I said, uh-oh, I forgot to bring a book. So of course I had to go back, otherwise I would nullify everything I said. So I ran upstairs. Mitra waited for me outside and I came down with the Sri Ashtapanishad, put it in my pocket, and I felt altogether relieved that now I was prepared. And Mitra and I kept talking what we were talking about and walked around the corner. And just as we turned the corner, we saw a very large man, a New Yorker, Italian-American, leaning against his truck, taking a break from demolishing a brownstone building. And when he saw us come around the corner in our dhotis, and we came closer and closer, he cocked his head, he looked at us, and he said, what are you, Buddha? Now, what do you say to that? But in the instant that he said that, I knew why he said it, because I went upstairs and got the Sri Ashtapanishad, and that was Krishna's arrangement, an immediate connection. He said, you went and got the book, now here's your connection. And I didn't have to say anything. I just pulled out the book. I said, no, here's what it is. And then I read to him these two verses. This was just after 9/11, when everybody in New York and mostly around the world were feeling brokenhearted. The dream was over. And people were with heavy hearts walking here and there, doing their work, but not feeling satisfied at all, wanting to know how to rectify this uneasy feeling. And I read to him these two verses from the Sri Ashtapanishad, that one who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and sees the Supreme Lord within everything never hates anything or any being. And I saw his countenance change, and he said, this is very nice. I really like this. And we talked to him for a little while, and he said, "What do you want, a donation?" And we said, "Okay." So he climbed up in his big truck, and he was there for a long time. So Mitra and I figured out that he probably only had a big bill, and we told him that we had change, which we weren't sure we did. But he came back down with a $20 bill, and he gave us $16 because all we had was four. And we walked away feeling that a living being who had an appreciating capacity had now received a seed of devotional service that will grow into something wonderful. And this is what Krishna says pleases him the most. This is the best kind of service that anyone can do, is to worship him, Krishna, who resides in everyone's heart, by giving the living entity, who's very dear to Krishna, an opportunity to open his or her heart to the spiritual world and begin that process of going back home, back to God. And all it requires is the seed. The seed just has to be there. And then the plant can grow, and it does. And about seeds, they're little miracles unto themselves. There are millions of them, billions of them, trillions of them all over the world. And I might take it for granted, but if you look at a seed carefully, you find there's a little plant inside. How do they do that? Who thought of that one? Put a little tiny seed inside a capsule that's so small you can hold it in your hand or pinch it in your finger. And there's enough food supply for the little plant to grow in its early stages. Seeds are gifts because inside every seed, there's also the facility for more seeds, more fruits, and an endless cycle. All you have to do is plant seeds, and then you get more of them. That's a miracle, and it comes from Krishna. Om Purnamadak Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishite. He's so perfect that everything he creates is also perfect. And our sampradaya, we say the word sampradaya, it means the complete gift, because sam means complete, and pradaya means to bequeath. It's a bequeathment, something that's passed to, a gift that's passed on to someone. And the preoccupation of Krishna and of all his representatives is to pass the gift, the seed, to as many people as possible so that they can come back to Godhead and they can begin the process of growing the bhakti lata, the creeper of devotional service in their heart. Advaita Acharya was in great anxiety because he saw the state of the world. People had forgotten Krishna and were worshiping all kinds of materialistic ideals. And he cried out for Krishna to appear. And he discovered that Krishna has an appreciating capacity also. In the Shastra, he found a verse that says, if you simply offer Krishna a palmful of Ganges water and a tulsi leaf with sincere feeling, then he completely gives himself to that devotee. What an appreciating capacity Krishna has. One palmful of water and a tulsi leaf. And if you offer with sincere feeling, then Krishna sells himself to that devotee. So Advaita Acharya, finding this in Shastra, began calling out to the Lord, please come, please appear. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. This is his appearance day. Everyone was joyously chanting Hare Krishna. And during his pastimes, he taught some very simple principles. And this is these are the foundational principles of the Hare Krishna movement. And there's only two. One is chant Hare Krishna. Everyone say chant Hare Krishna. And the other is teach others. So this is our process. Chant Hare Krishna and teach others how to chant Hare Krishna. That's the sum and substance of the process. And when it's a simple process, it's easy to pass on to everyone. Everyone can learn the Hare Krishna chant. And when they learn it, when they hear it, they can perfect their life just by chanting Hare Krishna. And then he started a marketplace to distribute the holy name everywhere, because it takes some organization to make sure that everybody gets it. And his successor devotees like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also conceived of this idea that Mahaprabhu had put forward, the marketplace of the holy name. The price of receiving the greatest of commodities, the holy name, is Shraddha, your faith. That's all you have to pay. Shraddhavan Janhe, Shraddhavan Janhe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just, O faithful people, come forward with your hearts open and you can receive the holy name. The appreciating capacity and the seed will be planted. And now all over the world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is spreading. We see here a picture of Mahaprabhu and his associates dancing down the street in Miami, Florida. And that looks good, doesn't it? That's just what he had in mind. And this was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Take this to every town and village. And Srila Prabhupada also came as a representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread these seeds. He had a preoccupation of writing books, printing them, and distributing them widely. He did it himself while he was in India and even when he came to America. And he gave us this instruction to print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. And it's amazing how a human being can absorb this knowledge. The senses of a human being take a long time to develop, but they're very powerful. They can take in spiritual knowledge. Atato Brahma Jignasa, the Vedanta Sutra says, now you've come to the human form of life, you have full capacity to ask this question, the highest question. What is the absolute? What is the highest thing? And everyone's looking for this knowledge. They're looking in all kinds of other places to try to find satisfaction through knowledge. But it's chit they're looking for, real spiritual knowledge. And when they see it, it goes in and it has a profound effect. Therefore, Prabhupada said, if someone reads one word or one line from one of these shastras, their life will be turned. And the Vedanta Sutra says that the Shastra is speaking to us and that we are agents of change. Every living entity can actually change. Otherwise, what is the Shastra for, says the Vedanta Sutra? Who is it speaking to when it says, improve yourself, conquer the lower self by the higher self, go back home, back to Godhead, go towards the light, don't stay in this dark material world. If it wasn't possible, if we couldn't actually do it, says the Vedanta Sutra, then there would be no need for the Shastra. They wouldn't be speaking to anybody. It wouldn't make any sense. That means it's altogether possible for every living entity who's qualitatively the same as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to go back to Godhead. Therefore, it's so important, according to Srila Vyasadeva, anarto pasanam sakshat bhakti yoga madhoksaje lokasya ajanato vidvams chakre satvata samhitam, to make available this spiritual knowledge so that the soul can drink it in and begin the process of going back home, back to Godhead. So our whole lifestyle in Krishna consciousness is meant for gift giving. We're giving the greatest gift. Our lives are arranged around this principle to pass on the gift that we've been given. So developing our appreciating capacity also is augmented by passing it on. The more you give, the more it grows. This is the spiritual mathematics. The more the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of God and ate and distributed its contents, the more it dwindled. Right? The more the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of God and ate and distributed this contents, the more it? I'm not convinced. What had happened? Okay. This is what happens when we give. And when we give the highest thing, we also get the highest thing simultaneously. And what better lifestyle is there? Giving without motivation. This is living in actual complete gratitude. When someone gives you a gift with no motivation, only an idea that they want to do the highest good for you, what can you give in return? Appreciation. It's really hard, though. When someone gives you a gift out of love, what can you reciprocate with? A toaster? I mean, it's really hard to imagine what to give back. So this is the lifestyle passed down to us from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with this mass distribution of this priceless seed of devotional service. And when people take that seed and they appreciate it, they begin to dance, chant, roll on the floor, and make loud humming noises, according to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna. This Bhagavad Gita is the song of God, and anyone who hears this song awakens to their original consciousness. It was spoken from the lotus lips of the Supreme Personality of God and Himself. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is the unparalleled poetical literature, a note coming from the spiritual sky, actually passed down to us from the Supreme Personality of God and Himself to Brahma. And He gave 4 verses, but it is expanded to 18,000 verses in the most beautiful poetical language, all about the spiritual world. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this book is no different than the Goloka Vrindavan planet. So when someone keeps this book in their home, they're changing their astrology slightly. You know, the planets move around and they affect us in various ways. But when the planet of Goloka moves into one's home, then the rays of the spiritual world are present there. And we're having this experiment right now at our temple at ISKCON Silicon Valley, where the devotees are going door to door and they take sets of Bhagavatams with them, along with Gurnitai deities. And when they meet friendly people, they just take the entire set of books inside, along with Gurnitai. And they present the whole thing, said, okay, here's what we have. Why don't you take it? And what do you think happens sometimes? They take it. And if you go around and you don't have a set of Bhagavatams, what do you think would happen? Nothing. So something really big happens when you take the Srimad Bhagavatam and you make it available to people. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita is such a rare book. This book was practically hidden from vision. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to find a copy of it in order to bring it out. And Srila Prabhupada had this translated into English and then gave the commentary on it. This is verily a garland of the most important Praman verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the most valuable literature in the world, the most esoteric knowledge of the spiritual world. And this is the great gift that we can pass on to others. Then, of course, there's sunshine. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that before you see Krishna, you see the devotee of Krishna. It's just like before you see the sun, you actually see the sunrise. So if you're seeing the sunrise, you know that you're going to see the sun. And if you're seeing a pure devotee and you're associating with pure devotees, that very soon after that, you're going to see Krishna. Therefore, all the shastras say that in order to advance in devotional service, pray for the association of devotees. Because just by the association of pure devotees, we get everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one of his talks to the devotees of Kulinagram, said that Gunaraj Kham, who wrote the book called Krishna Vijay, which was about pure devotional service to Krishna, in which he said, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. That book, which was written many years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, inspired Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much that he said that all the residents of Kulina Gram, all the descendants of Gunaraj Kham, are extremely dear to me. What to speak of them, even a dog in Kulina Gram is dear to me. And he said this because of one person's utterance that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. So this principle is that it's not what you know, it's who you know. When you have the association of pure devotees, you get counted. It's just like in a crime. If you drove the car for the person who robbed the bank, you're equally culpable. That's in a negative sense. But in a positive sense, we see that Prahlad Maharaj was so dear to the Lord. Lord Nrsimhadeva appeared in this world. And after him, Bali Maharaj was a descendant. Sanatana Goswami says that the reason that Krishna gave so much mercy to Bali Maharaj is because he was a descendant of Prahlad Maharaj. And the same with Banasura. So if you just associate yourself correctly, then you get everything. And the creeper of devotional service grows luxuriantly by the association of devotees. Satam prasangam mama virya sambido bhavanti krit karna rasayana kata taj joshana rasho apavargavartmini shradaratir bhaktir anukramishati. It means that if you associate with pure devotees, you're going to hear beautiful sounds that go into your ear, into your heart, and they transform the heart. And they take us on the path back home, back to Godhead. And step by step, one becomes advanced in devotional service just by association with pure devotees of the Lord. One of the prayers that I make before I start chanting japa in the morning is, my dear Lord, my dear holy name, if you so desire, please put me in advanced association. And if you do, I promise I'll take full advantage of it. Please just give me the best association. And if we just have that, if we just have good association, just by proximity with pure devotees, we make advancement in devotional service. And by serving pure devotees, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Shuddha Bhakata Charananenu Bhajana Anukul, Bhakata Seva, by serving the devotees. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says that the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that comes down through his representatives is a manifestation of his internal energy. And it is by that particular energy that one can come to see the Lord face to face. So if you can also get the order of the pure devotee and you hold on to that order and you take that, it doesn't matter where you are and where you live, you'll come to see the Lord face to face. And rain. This is the watering process for feeding the creeper of devotional service. And this is where we come in. We have to organize our lives, says Rupa Goswami, in such a way that we can constantly hear and chant about Krishna. Tahan vistarita haya pale prema pa. Ihan mali sheche nitya shravana di ja. Tahan vistarita haya pale prema pa. Ihan mali sheche nitya shravana di ja. There are different times. And there's the days, the weeks, the months, the years, and the life. And all of them have opportunities for us to stay in touch with hearing and chanting so we can water the creeper of devotional service. There are many times of the day, but the best time is Brahma Muhurta. All you have to do is take advantage of Brahma Muhurta. There's free nectar floating in the air. Free of charge. It comes down. You can see little particles floating down from the spiritual world during Brahma Muhurta hour if you look carefully, if you sit and watch. In that quiet hour. And if you chant during that time, you make it a practice to worship the Brahma Muhurta and worship during the Brahma Muhurta, then your creeper, your garden will grow very luxuriantly. During the week, there's Ekadashi. This is something to look forward to, two times a month. And in the song we sang by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this Madhavatiti, this is the Harivasara, the day of Lord Hari. During this day, there's very special credit we get. When there's a sale at Nordstrom, 99% off. Don't go the next day, go that day. So this is spiritual intelligence. Find out when these days are because you get special credit. In Vrindavan, you see on the morning of Ekadashi, everybody's out. And on the last Ekadashi during Kartik, the whole universe is out. Demigods come down. Everyone's there. During Purushottam Mas and the Ekadashi, you can't find one inch on the marg to walk because there's so many people there. This is spiritual intelligence. This means find out when the sale is going on. This Ekadashi is meant, it's a special day to please Krishna. This is why the devotees in Vrindavan come out, because they know on this day, it gives Krishna even more pleasure, the devotional service that you do, Madhavatiti. During the month, we have these festivals. And according to the Nectar Devotion, taking advantage of festivals is one of the main ways that we can make advancement. Go to festivals, participate in them, put so much into glorifying Krishna on that day. There's no other greater satisfaction. My friend Satyadev Prabhu says he can always tell when it's a appearance day of the Lord. He wakes up and he just feels happy. And you'll see in the Krishna book that when Krishna appears, everyone becomes happy. The fire burns brighter. People are dancing. You can hear music in the sky. And it's something every month to look forward to. Find out when these festivals are and take full advantage. Kartik is mentioned in the Kartik Mahatmya. It's such a special month. All you have to do is offer a lamp to Krishna every day. That's all he asks. He's so easily pleased. His appreciating capacity is so great that if you simply offer him a lamp every day during the Kartik season, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. You want me to prove it? Yes, Vaisheshika. Please prove it. You want me to prove it?
Yes.
Do you want me to prove it? I'm not convinced.
Yes.
Yes, Vaisheshika. Okay. So in the Kartik Mahatmya, it says that once on the altar, a little mouse who lived there and lived from by eating the spent ghee wicks, the last remnant, you know, it doesn't always burn down to the bottom, and there's a little ghee left. You could make a healthy living out of that as a little mouse. And one day, little mouse was very hungry. He saw one ghee wick had almost burned all the way to the ground, had a little spark going, so he started nibbling, and lo and behold, it started up again. And it stuck on his tooth. And he couldn't get it loose, and the flame started coming up again, and the heat was coming, and he started jumping. And there, the Lord was on the altar, and he saw this mouse during Kartik jumping up and down with the flame. And the Kartik Mahatma says that the Lord says, okay, he gave the lamp, he can take a high birth in his next life, which he did, and then the next life he went back home, back to Godhead. Let's hear it for the mouse. Come on. A little more for the mouse. So Shastra gives these kinds of understanding, not that it happens to everybody in all circumstances, but it gives the possibility of what's available from these special times. What to speak of somebody who puts their heart and soul and organizes their life around this Kartik Vrat. It says in the Nectar Devotion that Krishna doesn't give devotional service to himself very easily because it means he gives himself his heart. But if someone goes to Mathura Puri during Kartik and performs the Kartik Vrat during that time, even if they're not that serious, he gives them pure devotional service. It's in Shastra, what can I say? Lifetimes. During the lifetime, there are many opportunities, windows of opportunity, that one can step through to attain something wonderful in devotional service. Can you think of any of them? Do we have the microphone? We can begin to pass it around. Be specific. The more specific you are, the better. Like, especially if you have a personal experience of a window of opportunity that you were able to take advantage of.
The opportunity to associate with saintly devotees, such as yourself.
That's kind of general. But we'll take it. Okay, so, yes. When did you get a window of opportunity in your life and you took it and you could see the change? You could see how the creeper grew.
Last June, the 7th, I got initiated by
Andrew
Vinson, so that was a window of opportunity.
Jai, Hare Krishna. Another? Yes.
Just recently, I bought a car for myself, like a separate car. I used to use my husband's car. I was praying to Krishna, I want to use this car as a service. I don't really go anywhere, like, you know, just for my groceries and pick kids from school, take them to classes. And here, the opportunity just knocked at my door. So the management in Toronto's con just recently changed. And the devotee called me and said, can you come and cook breakfast for Shatan for other creature, Gopina? And I said, wow, dear. So the opportunity came, and there was one resident devotee. She was actually going out of town, so I was replaced for her. So for 3 weeks, like once in a week, I went and I cooked. And then I said that I want to start now this. So to start with, I will start once in a month and then increase it.
Thank you very much. Opportunity. Hare Krishna. Okay, opportunities of a lifetime. Something you saw and you took the... Yes.
Seven years and then came back home. And now Malati has on her Facebook that she has a festival of inspiration. And I haven't been very close to the devotees for quite a few years, so this is a window of opportunity to come here and rejuvenate my devotees.
I like that you said you jumped in. And that's an interesting point because Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about how we have to look for opportunity and take it as soon as we can. And he compares it to climbing a ladder. He says that one shouldn't take to devotional service above one's adhikari. Means that according to Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, sway sway adhikari ya nishta saguna parikirtita, that you shouldn't try to do more than you're qualified for in devotional service. But then commenting on that verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you shouldn't do less either. Both are causes for fall down. And then he explains that it's like climbing a ladder. And when you put one foot on a rung, then you have to move to the next one. And you have to intuitively see how to move to the next point. Louis Pasteur once said that great discoveries come only unto the prepared mind. So there's a way in which we should always be preparing for windows of opportunity, because they can come at any time in devotional service. There's ways in which they come knocking at our door when we're ready for them. We're putting ourselves in a ready state so that we can take advantage. This is one of the great secrets of advancement in devotional service. Be ready for the window of opportunity. And when you see it, then, as you said, jump for it. Let's take one more. You had one. Opportunity of a lifetime that you jumped in and you advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Ananda Prabhu gave me the opportunity to move into Krishna house in December 2011. And I stayed over there for about a year. It was one of the most memorable times of my life. And I have great memories out of that. It's worth cherishing for the entire life.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, we're going to move on. And we'll do more sharing in just a minute. Now, here are some ways in which to think about organizing your hearing and chanting. Rupa Goswami says, Tandrama rupa charitari sikirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyoja tishtan vraje tananuragi jananugami kalam nayeda kilamityupadesha saram. And that is... this is the what he says is the essence of all advice, that one should organize one's full time 24 hours a day around this principle of hearing and chanting about Krishna. And if you do that, take this Shravanadi Jal, Ihan Mali Sheche Nitya Shravanadi Jal, you sprinkle the water constantly, then he says you'll come to appreciate one of the residents of Vrindavan, you'll become attracted in such a way. Tishtan Vraje, you'll actually live in Vrindavan and follow one of the residents of Vrindavan in their method of devotional service, in their mood. Here's a document called Be a Sage, page by page. So Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that every one of the students or followers of the Krishna Consciousness Movement should read all the books. That's a lot, right? He says, otherwise, if you don't read all of the books, then you'll take to eating and sleeping and fall down. So it's a regulative principle that one should not fall down. So the way to not fall down is to constantly hear and chant about Krishna. You have to keep the vibration going. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan set an example. Sankhya Purva Kanama Gana Natibi Kalavasani Kritao. They counted every day. I don't know if they had a chart like this, but they definitely counted how many times they'd bow down, how many rounds they would chant, how many pages they would read, and so forth. So here it is, Be a Sage, page by page. And here you'll see this chart shows you how many pages you have to read each day in order to complete each one of Srila Prabhupada's books in a certain amount of time. So if you wanted to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam in 1 month, you just have to read 503 pages a day. Raise your hand if you think you could afford that amount of time. Oh, okay. Then if you want to read it in 5 years, all you have to read is 8 pages a day. What do you think? Raise your hand if you think you can do that. Come on. Now, you're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway, right? Am I right or am I right? So if you take to reading 8 pages a day of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll be a hero. You'll be a hero. You can go say, I just read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam in 5 years. And you're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway, so why not? So get on the schedule, page by page. Be a sage, page by page. Here's another program that gives spiritual strength and makes one impervious to the wiles of the material nature of personified. This is Chad. Everyone say Chad.
Chad.
This is an international underground secret organization. It stands for Chapter A Day. Now, all you have to do to join Chad is to chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. At least the Sanskrit or the English, or both the Sanskrit and the English. And it only takes, at the low end, about 5 minutes. If you're Krishna Swarup, the great pundit who was in Alachua, now he lives in Mayapur, he chanted for me the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita in about 2 minutes. Anyway, we're not going for speed. But the point is that it doesn't take a huge investment. If you chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day, Prabhupada gives many benedictions about how you'll become a pundit, about how you'll become solid in devotional service. You'll come to know everything. It's a small price to pay. And there's an entire book called the Gita Mahatmya that tells of the glories of hearing the Bhagavad Gita chapters, the transformational qualities. So if you want to be solid and strong in devotional service, join Chad. And you can do your one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day, and it won't take you much time. And here's another tip, shloka to go. So all you need for this is some index cards. I happen to have some with me. When I get dressed, I always keep certain things in my pocket, and one of them is a little packet of cards. 7 to be exact. I always have 7 index cards in my pocket, and they each one has a shloka on it. And it has a plastic bag around it because I tend to spill things all over me. And that keeps it safe. And the other day when I was at the bank, I was going to make a deposit. And there was a person in front of me waiting for the teller, and she was shifting her weight from one side to another and making big sighs, like, you know, when are they going to hurry up? Why don't they get more people in here? And I just pulled my cards out of my pocket and started looking at them, and I thought, take your time. Take all day if you need it. I'm happy right here. You can learn many, many verses just by looking at them through the day, because Krishna will reveal them to you if you devote yourself to the shlokas. Worship them by carrying them with you and taking care of them, and just look at them. You don't have to be a big pundit, but you can worship them by your intelligence, by looking at the shlokas, and it'll catch the mind and take it away from all the anxieties of material life. So now we want to hear some reflections, things that we've talked about so far that stuck in your mind, or if you have something, a question, or you want to, us to elaborate on it a little bit more. One thing that stuck in your mind. Yes. Here comes the microphone. It's just on its way over.
It is written in one of the books.
Where is that microphone? Here it comes.
It is written in one of the books that Pujya Punya Bhinna Milayana Santa Santa Sangati Sansati Karanta means that by the blessings of our elders, we get the association of sons like you. And when we get the association of sons like you, all the karmas, the bad karmas, go away. Blessings, your blessings are the best. But association of sons is one of the biggest things in your life that you can even vanish your bad karmas. So, Pujya Punya Bina Milayana Santa, Sant Sangati Sansati Karanta. The second one is just you are saying that we should think everyone. We should see everyone the same here, just like Krishna. The Siya Rama Maya Subject Jani, Param Pranam Jo Chakhani. Means we should see everyone the same Krishna. And we should bow our head, just like going to the Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Other thoughts? Here comes the mic.
Well, thank you very much for speaking, Prabhupada. When we were talking about where Krishna comes in our lives and gives us opportunities, if you're given multiple opportunities, how do you know which opportunity to take?
You have to have a way to triangulate through sadhu, shastra, and guru. And if you look at the life of Srila Prabhupada, it's a good example because, for instance, just in one period of his life, just after he had taken vanaprastha, and his spiritual master was calling to him in dreams, saying, take sannyas, come out. And Prabhupada said, I was horrified when I saw this. And he consulted with several godbrothers about what to do about taking sannyas. Some of them told him, first you have to join our faction of the Gaudiya Math, then we'll think about giving you sannyas. And his godbrother, Bhakti Pragna Keshav Maharaj, said, you should take sannyas immediately. And so you can see in Prabhupada's life, as he came up to big decisions about how to move, which way to go, he also consulted those who would be representatives of Krishna and give him some idea. And he thought it over, and he would do it according to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So we have to constantly be finding our way. It's very difficult to connect the dots forward. That's why we have to be in a very ready state and always keep ourselves in a sincere state. That means making sure that we're clear that we're acting for the purpose of pleasing the spiritual master and pleasing Krishna. And from that, Krishna says in the Gita, Tesham satata yuktanam pajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupiyantite. I give intelligence from within the heart for those who are sincerely endeavoring. And so we have to take from within the heart, from the shastra, and from guru, from sadhus, to help us move forward. I've found in my life that if I have association with very close godbrothers that I trust, that when there are different decisions to make that seem difficult, then I confide. Guhya makyati prichiti. I open my heart and we talk about it deeply. And then there's a process to go through to look for Krishna's hand in the whole thing and then make a decision. But there's no decision that we make that is catastrophically wrong if we're trying to serve Krishna anyway. More points? Yes. Apurva?
Thank you so much. I always appreciate hearing these wonderful classes of how we can up the ante on doing and chanting. You can really feel that this is what we're meant to be doing. So it resonated so much on different tricks, so it's really awesome. On the other side, I wanted to understand more about what you would say, how we can find or know when we're doing less or when we're doing too much.
In a similar way that I just described, by being very much aware of how we're doing our service and also take advice from others who are well-wishers. And if it's good to take risks. Prabhupada talks about risks, risk-taking. Prabhupada took a big risk coming over on the Jaladuta and so forth. But we see in Satsrup Maharaj's book, the Lilamrita, that it was, he called it a lifetime of preparation. If we're always preparing, then when those decisions come, then we'll be much more ready for them. Don't ever think that I won't get an opportunity, or don't become distracted and think I'll get the opportunity later. And sometimes opportunities come in very small ways. Service is always an opportunity, because service is like a rope. It will take you back home, back to Godhead, if you just grab onto it. And it may look like a tiny little thing, that I got some tiny little service. But if you sincerely take that service and grab onto it, Krishna will pull you by that rope. My godbrother and good friend Suradas used to say, your seva will save you. And so if you chant japa with this question on your mind, please, Krishna, reveal to me how to take advantage of your mercy. We have to pray deeply. And when we're chanting, if we sincerely ask Krishna, please show me what is the next step, how to take full advantage. As I said, I pray, please give me good association and also the power, the empowerment to take advantage of it. Prayer is very powerful. Yes?
I had heard that if you want to improve your japa, you should get an advanced Vaishnava to chant other beads for you. If you initiated in your last years, or if you're not initiated.
It's always good to get an advanced Vaishnava to do anything that you're connected with. And this is mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where he says that although the Hare Krishna mantra is an open mantra, anyone can chant it, if you don't take it from an advanced devotee, then you're committing Vaishnava aparad when you're chanting. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also talks about how all the utensils, everything that he uses in his life, he first offers them to Krishna, or he only takes remnants that came from Vaishnavas and from Krishna. And so yes, whatever we use, whatever we have, if we can get it as prasad, then it becomes auspicious. We should live like that. This is the idea that we take only those things coming to us as mercy. Turn right behind you. Turn around and pass the mic back. She had her hand up.
Another thing, when we were talking about using those cards, is a lot of people have smartphones and you can get a lot of apps like the Pocket Vedas and Srila Prabhupada's, like the Bhagavad Gita and various other apps, Prabhupada chanting. And so you can study wherever you are, and you can also, anyone you meet, if you don't happen to have a book to distribute, you can encourage them to get these apps, so then they can also take advantage of that.
Yes, good point. The only redeeming value of all this technology that's in the world nowadays is the fact that you can run the Vedabase and listen to, you can carry all these lectures with you, and you literally can keep the vibration going constantly because of that kind of technology. Yes, you want to pass the mic up?
Hare service in a way that we can take full advantage of it. I feel like it's really hard to do really menial service and feel like it's actually a purification in any way, you know? I mean, it's like we have the knowledge, but it's hard to actually feel it in your heart.
Is it?
Yes, for me anyway.
I'll trade places with you. I was sweeping the floor the other night at our new temple, and someone came up and said, "That must be a relief." And I was thinking, yeah, I remember the days when my main service was to wash pots and not worry about management or other kinds of things. And I was thinking how nice it is just to be absorbed in a simple service like sweeping the floor. I love sweeping. In fact, Suridas had a sign up in the restaurant at Govinda's in St. Louis. And it said, if you can't pay for a meal, then you can also engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Sweepanam, Mopanam. Well, Krishna appreciates any kind of sincere service. There's a story about the members of all the devotees at Srivasangam in Srivas Thakur's house were having a bathing ceremony for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there was one maidservant whose name was Duki. And she was bringing these little pots of Ganges water. She was very insignificant in the scheme of the social structure. And there were all kinds of big devotees there. But Mahaprabhu suddenly noticed that someone was doing this very nice service, bringing these beautiful pots of Ganges water and lining them up for the devotees. And he said, okay, who's bringing this? Who is this? And Srivas Thakur said, this is the housemaid. Her name is Duki. And Mahaprabhu personally recognized her and changed her name to Suki. And when Jayananda Prabhu, I was personally there in San Francisco when Prabhupada came there, and it was a Rath Yatra time. Jayananda was working 24 hours around the clock, and when Prabhupada gave a darshan at his house, there was a kind of a way in which everyone was pushing to be closer to Prabhupada. And in fact, some devotees that had a little more status in management and sannyasis and so forth, they could get closer to Prabhupada and sort of, you know, others couldn't as much. But when we all got in the room, Prabhupada looked around and said, where's Jayananda? And he wasn't there because he was working, but Prabhupada was noticing his service because he was out doing some menial service. Menial service is good. Yeah. It just... sincerely do that what you can with what you have, and it always grows. That's Krishna's nature. Just like when King Satyavrata found the little minnow in the water, and it said, it talked to him and said, get me out of here, the big fish are going to eat me. So he picked up that little minnow and he brought him home, and he said, he put him in a bowl, and the next day the fish grew to the size of the bowl, and he said, put me in a pond. And he put him in a pond. Next day he grew to the size of the pond. He said, put me in a lake. Came out, put him in a bigger pond. He said, put me in the ocean. And then pretty soon he grew to 8 million yojanas long. And that's what Krishna always does. If you start a sincere little service in any corner of the world, then Krishna will notice you because he sees that sincere service and it will grow.
I was just verifying that I have this Bhagavad Gita here by Amaldas Prabhu. And coming from the track to here, I could finish all the Bhagavad Gita by Amaldas.
You finished the whole Gita on the way here? That's a good occupation. Haribo. This is a Gita Jayanti. Most of the devotees chant the whole Gita during Gita Jayanti. Have you had that experience? Every time I notice this at our temple, when the devotees together, they chant the whole Bhagavad Gita, the next day they say, let's do it again. Nobody says, that was tiring, that was boring. And they always say, let's do it more. Can't we do this every week? And so forth. Because it's so enlivening. And when you do the chapter a day, the Bhagavad Gita, sometimes the mind will say, oh, I'm too busy. But make this wedge. If you make the wedge by chanting a chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day, as soon as you engage in it, then the nectar starts flowing out again. And finally, because we're coming to the end of this session, here's a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is a very cheerful song. about the basic principles which make us advance in devotional service. Radha Krishna bol 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 ore soba. Shishi Radha Krishna bol 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 ore soba. Shikadiya shabnadiya preche neche gornitaye. Shikadiya shabnadiya preche neche haribo. Radha Krishna bol 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 ore soba. Shri Shri Radha Krishna bol 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 ore soba. Niche maya boshe jacho beshe kacho habu. Niche mayar boshe this word habudubu, it's omnionopiek. How do you say that word? Anomanopiek means that it means the meaning. It's just like the sound of the word. The sound of the word is just like the meaning. So habudubu means that you're drowning. This is the sound when bubbles are coming out. So he's saying that you're drowning. You're coming up and down in the water of material life. Sometimes your head's going down and the bubbles are coming up and then you get a little bit of air. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is material life. It's like the dunking board. They used to have it in medieval times, and then the Bush administration brought it back, where they'd dunk somebody underwater until they'd be out of breath, and then they'd bring them up for 1 second, and they'd get one gasp, and then put them back under again. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the only happiness in material life. This one gasp of air, and everyone takes it to be happiness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that you're drowning in this material world. Come out by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Bo Bolore Miche Mayarbo. Radha Krishna bol 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 ore soba. Shri Shri Radha Krishna bol 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 ore soba. Jeev Krishna das e bishwas korle to ar dukho nai. Jeev This is the great secret of life. It's the great switch. If you just turn this one switch, then everything changes. All you have to say is, Krishna, I'm yours. I surrender to you. Let's try it. Krishna, I'm yours. I surrender to you. I'm your eternal servant. Jeev Krishna das, e bishwas korle.
Kartuko Naijib. Haribo Bolo Rejiv Krishna Da. Radha Krishna Bol 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 Re Shobha Shishi Radha Krishna Bol 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 Re Shobha Krishna Bol Be Jabe Bulakka Habe Jorbi Anki Boli Thay Yeah, we can. Okay, we're going to do that line one more time, but on the Pula Kahabi. Uh-oh. Hari, Hari. Hari, we're saved. You have to put up your arms in the air, and you have to push it one more time. Krishna Bolbe Jabe. Polaka habe jorbe anki boli thai Krishna bolbe jabe Polaka habe jorbe anki Haribo bolo Krishna bolbe jabe You'll get this part. Radha Krishna Bol 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 Re Shobha Shishi Radha Krishna Bol 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 Re Shobha Radha Krishna Bolo Shange Cholo E Matra Bikha Chai Radha Haribo Bolo Radha Krishna Bolo Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolo Re Shobha Shishi Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolo Re Shobha Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada Nanda Vidya Harmonium Come on give it up Madhukari Kartals Let's hear for all the Kartal players Let's hear it for the Hare Krishna chanters. Go Premanande. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol.
Panchakalpadrubhascha Kripasindaveva Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Please keep the vibration going. Haribol. Hare.